4WB, 489. WSDU 202 and we're monitoring. WRWB 49.
Good morning, 489. WSHF 567.
No, it's going on this end.
Well, you know.
Well, is it going to rain today or what? Hey, Sam, you know what the weather's going to be like today?
I have 47.
No rain, huh?
6% chance at 8 o'clock, so probably not.
Yeah, okay. Alright, well, that's good.
Hard to believe this little walkie-talkie works as good as it does. I know it hits a repeater and does what it's supposed to do, but it's only a walkie-talkie.
And really, you only need 5 watts to hit a repeater. You know, especially if you're close. You know, it doesn't take much. And that's all I'm running right now. It's just a 8-watt HT, and that's it. And because I'm so close to the repeater, there really is no need to go all big and bad.
Can't copy that.
John, kick that bike over yet?
No, he did not. What's going on, Dave?
Not man. Had to throw that in just to be a wise buck there. Good morning to you. What's happening? WSMZ 793.
Yeah, what's going on? Now, I called you yesterday because you sent me a text, but you never got back to me.
Yeah, I seen that. I didn't realize that till this morning my phone died. Battery was dead, didn't know it until this morning. Then I threw it on charge, and when it's charging right now, I see that you called there, okay? I'll give you a holler a little bit today. You working today?
Yeah, but I don't start till 11.
WSHF 567. Hey, I gotta take a standby. My family's walking out the door, so I gotta say goodbye. I'll be there.
Okay, Sam, we'll catch you later.
You say you ain't taking off for work till 11 o'clock?
Yeah, I start later today. Usually I start at 8, but, but Wednesdays they have me coming in a little later. And, of course, I get out later, but that's all right.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, I'll give you a call probably before you go in. Get your courage up, man. I'm still on my first cup working on getting the fog out of my head, okay?
Yeah, well, you could still, have it plugged in and while it's charging and still make phone calls, you know.
Yeah, I know that, but when the battery has to be at a certain level, charge level, I found out. Because if I just plug it in and start using it, or if the battery's down to a certain point, it'll hum. It's a crappy charging, switching power supply thing. I don't know why it does that. You're right. I should be able to plug it in and just light it right up and go at it, but I have to let the battery get to a certain point or else it'll hum.
Yeah, because most phones will let you turn the phone back on at 4% while it's plugged in.
Talked on them before, you know, just, well, when I first got this, I used to, if the battery was good, I could plug it in and go ahead and use it while it was plugged in. It worked, and I don't know, this thing's like 6 years old. The battery doesn't even last very long in it. And if the battery's down to a certain point, I have to let it charge to a certain point before I can do that, or else they'll be humming the audio.
Yeah, copy that.
WSHF 567, I'm back. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sam. WSFZ 793. Plus, I still want to get my head together. I'm just waking up, and I got to get a couple of cups of coffee. But I'm going to call you here in a little bit there. And I'll let you and Sam get back at it. I didn't mean to jump in there. I was just trying to be a wise buck. So I'll talk to you gentlemen in a bit. Good morning time. Everybody's sounding good over here for HPs. WSZ 793, I'm monitoring.
Okay there, Dave. We'll catch you a little bit later. Anyway, Sam, what's going on with you today?
Well, time for the stripper pole again, you know, on the stage. Ha, ha, ha.
WSHM 738, good morning.
Yeah, good morning there, Paul.
Morning, they call me Sam. I'm out of one. WSHF 567.
I know your name.
I know who that is. Alright, your voice sounds different on this radio.
Well, that's because this transmitter isn't brought to you by AT&T.
WSEU 202, monitoring.
Yeah, Sam, you just used to be, you know, I guess, in a different format, if you will, so FM's a lot different, of course.
That's more clear, for sure. Yep.
Yeah, that's, well, despite, you know, having that little background noise there with the repeater on that, you know, a lot different.
Well, I know what it might be, Sam. Tell me if you think this is it. Sure, my voice is not under distress, right? I mean, basically, I'm not being threatened here, so maybe you hear me in my more natural habitat.
It's got to be what it is.
Like they say, when you're stressed and you're being threatened, will cause stress. Basically, your voice pitch will change, and maybe that's what it is. I don't know. You'd have to tell me. You're the one listening. So.
Well, you sound totally normal. You sound like you're talking to me, you know, face to face. And on the other band, doesn't sound that good.
Yeah, all right, over to you, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. But I'm not going to mention it.
Anyways, it's a hump day, middle of the week. You know, when you work 5 days a week, you just look to get through the week and get to the weekend. That's the important part.
Yep, that's true.
You must not want to give up on that COBRA 2000, huh?
You're making bad references here, Sam. Just keep it to business here.
It is business. Mike knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but obviously you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Sam, we'll QSY and talk about that a little later.
I got it.
I've been watching a clock, so I'll put this in here just to be legal, WSHM 738. Yeah, not monitoring, talking.
WRWB 49. Yeah, I just realized that your the first three numbers or the numbers in your call sign are the first three numbers in my old phone number.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I technically still have the phone number. But my dad uses the account. It was, you know, years ago when they were coming out with those pay-as-you-go phones. I had signed on for Net10 back in like 2005. Had it for a while and then got rid of it. Still kept the account active, and I just gave it to my dad, you know, because he was looking for a cell phone. And he still has the number. My name's still on the account.
Yeah, interesting. So I just went through a bunch of bills a couple months ago that, hey, almost every bill I've ever had since I moved in that place, which has been since like 2002, I just filed and saved, and you know, it all mounted up, and I finally kind of went through all that stuff to rid it out. I mean, I had when it came to cell phones, I had old Ameritech bills. I don't even know. Are they still around, Ameritech? I had, what was the other one? Nextel bills. I mean, it went way back.
Well, Ameritech was dissolved in the Southern Bell company. And then, of course, Southern Bell, which was a baby bell down in Texas, ended up buying AT&T, and it became AT&T again.
Okay, well, anyways, I had all that stuff in a big dresser drawer thing, and every bill, and it's, I get saving them for a little while. I mean, I still have every gas bill, every electric bill, every water bill, and it's like there's no point to have 23 years of this stuff, right? It's just you get in the habit of filing everything, and then wham, 23 years of it.
USHF 567. Hey, I gotta take a standby. I got a phone call. Family's walking out the door right now. So you guys have a good day. I'll catch you later.
All right, Sam, good morning. We'll talk to you later. Go about your day, man. We'll see ya.
WSBQ 996, on the thing.
I recognize that voice, too. Paulie, is that you? Go ahead.
That's me, Paul.
Good morning. Mike's in there, and Sam just took off. So, Mike, go ahead and pick it up.
Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Paulie. Yeah, where you been, man? I haven't heard you in a while. I thought maybe you dropped off the face of the earth. Just gotta give you a call soon and see what you were doing.
I'm still around. I was just sitting in the bush, you know me.
I figured that's what it was. You were just monitoring, kicking back, eh?
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Alright, guys, let me see if I got it here. Alright, so I'm just about where I need to be. I stop at the donut shop, and I know a couple of prison guards. I have a donut and a couple cups of coffee with before I start work, so I'm just about there, and I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good morning. Paulie, I don't, can't remember your call, and I don't need to remember anybody's call unless I'm calling him, but I do know Mike, so I'll just finish up with him real quick and then get out of here. So I'll send it over to you, Mike, to take care of business here and finish up with Paulie or whatever you're going to do. But I'm just about here, so we'll see you later. WRWB 489 from WSHF 738. Or I said WSHF, Sam's call, sorry. WSHM 738. See ya. Good morning.
Catch you later, Paul. Yeah, WSHQ 996.
All right there, guys. I'm going to take a standby here. Have a good morning there, both of you. All right, this is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSC 2996, I'll be standing by also.
WSFZ 793, you still in there?
Calling you, Mike.
No, I was calling Dave, but he must be away from the radio. Your audio seems a little light there, Paulie.
Got to talk right into the radio. That's Mike was down there.
Did you get the mic hooked up to that one?
I took the mic off this one. So we just shift it down, you know, this.
Yeah, your audio's a little light. Maybe try talking closer to it.
Yeah, okay. Is this any better?
Yes, perfect. Now I can hear you a lot better. Your audio is not so light.
Okay, I'm going to get back on the side. Now I can hear WSU-2996.
Well, I'll be here. So, WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
SGI 432 monitoring and mobile.
No, I didn't catch the call, but good morning from WRWB 489.
Morning 489, WSGI 432.
Yeah, good morning. You sound pretty good this morning in the computer. I don't know which. What's your QTH is out there, but mine's Clinton Township. Roger.
I'm up here in Burton, just outside of Flint. I'm working off the Flint repeater here, traveling down 69.
I know the area quite well. You know, you're 8 miles Dord Highway. Ours is just 8 miles.
Copy that. I'm, it's probably about 3 miles from Dort Highway, where I live. Yeah, I'm quite familiar with the Clinton Township area also. I grew up down in Shelby, so I did a lot of work down in that area.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty much familiar with the whole state. I was born and raised in Macomb County, but, you know, I all my life, you know, we've always traveled, and I've always, you know, could never sit still, and was always going somewhere, doing something. So, which part of Shelby Township did you grow up in?
Over at Auburn and Ryan.
Okay, so, like Four Bears area.
Exactly that, right behind Four Bears.
Yep, I know the area quite well. With my job, I do a lot of, you know, traveling. And, you know, I was working out in that area for, you know, quite a while. Right there by the old Ryan Dump. What's that, Ryan and Hamlin? Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm a delivery driver for a building company, and when I worked at the location down in Sterling Heights, I was traveling all over the place down there, and now I'm up in the Elmont location, and they have me traveling all the way up to Alpena, anywhere, really.
No, okay. What made you decide to go up to Burton? Or, I mean, you living up in Burton, or you just, you know, passing through? What's your job?
My wife is originally from Alpena area, and she wanted to move back up there. I told her I didn't want to go that far. I wasn't ready at the time, and we found a spot over here in Burton. So we kind of settled for that.
Well, you know, Burton's not so bad, but, you know, once you get in, like, the core of Flint, you know, that's where it's really sketchy.
Yeah, I know all about that. It's night and day when you cross over Center Road, pretty much. I'm about a mile or so east of Center Road. And it's night and day. I like my area, but what's it going to be like in 5 or 10 years from now?
Oh, yeah. Yep. No, I know. Like I said, I've been all over, man. Every now and then, I go up that way because I'm part of a timeshare in Davidson. I'm sure you're familiar with Outdoor Adventure, which is, like, what, right next? Yeah, Davidson's just, what, east a little bit of Burton, if I'm not mistaken. Or Flint Township, something like that.
There's a Outdoor Adventure off of Irish Road. I believe it's just south of Richfield Road, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct, yes. Yeah, that's Davidson there, but I think it's, what, like, right next to Burton? Or is that Flint Township? I can't remember. One of the two.
Not really sure what township it is there, but yeah, my name is Jimmy, by the way, my first name, and my call sign again is WSGI-432.
Yeah, you got Mike here, WRWV-489. Yeah, like I said, you know, I know the area, so. And then sometimes, too, my sister lives up in Birch, which is just outside of Birch Run in Saginaw County there. We like to go to that drive-in there. What is that? U.S. 43 or 34 drive-in there in Flint. But I think this year it's not going to be open, if I'm not mistaken. They closed it down or something?
Not really familiar with that. I'll have to look it up.
It's like right downtown, just, just east of Flint Truck.
Yeah, I'm lost there.
WRCP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Yeah, it's been there for at least, it's been there a long time. It's like one of the very few drive-in theaters left in the state. You know, I know that one, and I've been to the one down in Dearborn. And good morning, Bob. We heard you in there.
All right, Mike, 489. I will talk at you probably another time. I'm going to venture on my journey to work here and drink my coffee. It was good talking to you. Nice meeting you, man. And maybe we'll talk again sometime. This is WSDI 432, clear after your final.
All right, sir, we'll talk to you again. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be on the standby here.
Yes, so the 793 back monitoring.
Good morning there, 793, WSEU 844.
Good morning, time 844. What's happening, man? Thought you were at work.
What's there? Got about 7 more miles to go.
Wow, how long does it take you to drive to work?
That's anywhere from 50 minutes to a little over an hour, depending on how traffic is.
All right, is that, well, you must like your job, then. I don't know, I'm just messing around, but wow, an hour's drive to work. Well, you can, hour's drive, you can make it down here, there, okay.
No, I hate my job. I really do. It's getting worse and worse every year. I'm just hanging in there to get what I deserve. Over.
No, I totally understand that. I understand how it is. I'm just messing around with you there. I was just kind of surprised you're still on the road. I thought you'd be at work by now. Hell, I thought you'd be already in production there, whatever it is you do then when you get to work there, right?
Traffic is a little heavier this morning. I'm only doing 70. I'm not in a hurry really to get into work. I'm just hoping I have a lighter day today instead of yesterday. No, I'll log into my stuff, make sure I have all my orders. Go out there to my truck, make sure it's tied on, all the product is tied up, it's not gonna fly all around in the back of the truck, and then I go out to my route, which is about maybe 20 minutes away from the warehouse.
Yeah, Roger, what are you, an Amazon driver?
I deliver potato chips.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. What brand? Jolie. I'm sorry, you keyed too quick. It cut off the first couple letters there. What was that? Frito-Lay. Roger that, my favorite one, man, is Frito-Lay, regular chip. That's all I like, man. Out of all of them, Frito-Lay is my favorite one. I think the best taste in there, but, yeah, I used to, when I was a kid, well, when I lived in Detroit, when I was a kid, I didn't live very far from the Better Made plant. And we used to ride our bicycles over there, go around the back, and used to watch they used to back the semis up with the trailer onto this platform, and then the platform would tilt the front of the truck upward, and taters would come running off the back of the trailer, because the taters come all pouring out into like a door there. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, they used to do that in Allen Park right off of 94 for Frito-Lay, and then, I don't know, they outgrew that facility, and it was getting old, and unfortunately, they make the potato chips down in Ohio, but they grow them here in Michigan.
Yeah, Roger, I'm pretty sure Better Made over there, too, don't do that no more, but yeah, we used to, as kids, man, and we were just obsessed with watching the truck's getting tilted up. The paint is all just running out the back into this, like, down this ramp into some big door or something. And I remember the guy used to come out every once in a while, the whoever ran the place or whatever they did would come out and give us bags of potato chips and corn chips and stuff, the popcorn, stuff that was a little smooshed up a little bit. But we used to come back home with shopping bags full of that stuff, Roger.
Very cool. Yeah, I think I've heard some stories from other people about that. That's really cool.
Place is still there, too. Better Made's still in the same spot. All these years. I mean, years before I was even born. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't do the... I think by now they have a better way than tipping the truck up. That was so cool to watch, though.
Well, now Fago is down there in Detroit, too. I think in the same area, not too far from where Better Made is.
Yeah, it's about it might be a mile and a half down. I think on Gratiot still. I believe still on Gratiot. Because that's what Better Made was. And, yeah, I think Fagel's like, Fagel's more towards downtown, but I'd say probably about 2 miles or so there, okay.
Roger, roger. Well, I'm just pulling into the workplace. Well, I will let you go, my friend, and we'll chat at you later on. So have yourself a great day, and, I will talk to you later.
All right, Sherman. Appreciate the key down. Always good talking to you, my friend. Always is. Sounding good, too, all the way through the whole conversation. We'll catch you later. WSFZ 793, I'm monitoring.
Joe, have a good one. WSCU 844, and we are signing off.
Yeah, 793, Dave.
Yeah, come on, 330.
Hey, if you don't mind, can you jump to the other repeater real quick?
No problem, Kurt, on my way. WSOZ 793, back monitoring.
WSDU 202, good morning, Dave.
I see ya.
Station 218. Station out there, 218 WIUG, wait 8.
WIGX 218, morning.
Good morning, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Just waiting for the sun to come up here. It's going to be cold again now, Roger.
That's what they say. It's going to snow tonight here, too. 2.8 inches coming tonight here. After
59. That's crazy. It's taking its time, but it's early. It ain't that late yet, the spring. It'll look better. Coming up the next weekend, though. I gotta wait till then there. Copy.
And they say by Sunday it'll be 70.
Yeah, Roger that. I'll have to cut that grass.
I went outside yesterday in the backyard and see that grass is high, but he can't cut it right now.
Roger that. Yeah, we got a little time. Got a little time. Well, the last 2 days I can hit it with this harvest now. I couldn't before. Conditions just weren't right enough. But I can do it now, though. No trouble. Get on it now, Roger.
Good. You're doing good over there. I can't do anything right now. I brought the radio back. And that's a 50 watt right now.
I heard a station or two on it. They just keyed up. They didn't say nothing, but the last day or two I've been able to get out on it with the harvest without the Yagi. So conditions have changed or something. But it's been pretty quiet, Detroit repeater too. Sometimes early in the morning. But for the most part, it's been acting pretty good there, copy.
Roger, because I'm not there, that's why.
Roger that. Guess so there, Jack. Guess so. Those have been going there on the other side, Roger.
I was busy for a while yesterday. And a lot of busy places it was yesterday. Then it quieted a little bit, then jumped up again. And that's how it is on the other side.
Yeah, I copy that.
Well, how you doing with the study?
Yeah, I'm on step 3. I just gotta comprehend it and just remember it, you know, and go back. But it's going. I'm just taking my time, though, too, you know. Ain't no rush. Roger.
You're right about that. Don't rush at all. I didn't rush for all these years. Believe me. I started at year 98. Kept going. I went to take a test back then in 98, and you got to have a Morse code. And I passed all the written tests, but the Morse code I couldn't pass.
Roger that, yeah. Good thing I did away with that. But, I couldn't even comprehend that either. You got to have a quick-moving brain for that, Roger.
You gotta have a machine very quickly, like the one in the Chrysler. They go so fast, and that's how they make the parts.
Roger that. Yeah, that's a good thing I did away with that. I don't think it'd be too much trouble. We're just going to put the pieces together. Getting into antennas and the atmosphere and all that. Going to venture into that too in this next part. Come along good. Just take my time there, Roger.
Yeah, you do. And I haven't got to the hot spot yet. I have a hot spot, but I haven't got to it yet.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I'm liking that that Nagoya UT-72G on my car. I like that antenna. I think I can go through that car wash with it stuck on there. It's a real good magnet. But seems to be doing just fine. I had a couple contacts. I ain't heard Bob here lately. You heard him?
No, I didn't hear him at all. I heard that I was talking to Ken yesterday, and he said it's about, 8 inches of snow down that way.
See that, let alone all that ice, yeah. I haven't heard him last day or two. I don't know, maybe something else happened again. We'll see. All right, Jack, we're just listening here this morning, about 7:15. And get the day going here. One more coffee should do it there, Roger.
I woke up, but I haven't had a coffee yet. So I drink up that coffee and see what's after that. All right, Lando, you take care. We'll talk again. And you have a good day. WRZ 48.
Roger that. All right, Jack. I'll catch you later. WRZ 218. We're listening.
Good morning. This is WRZY 276 Mobile Monitoring.
Station 276. We got a lot of crackling. Are you on a handheld?
No, I'm on the, the Ocean 50-watt mobile unit. I probably still need to tweak the wiring a bit.
So you got a base station, correct?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm 50-watt, are you?
Come again, please.
You're not on 51. Are you on 51 right now?
I would have to verify the setting. I have the base station mounted under the vehicle seat, so I can't actually see it. All I see is this thing. But that doesn't show me any wattage.
Let me ask you, what antenna are you using?
At the moment, I'm using a Midland NMO antenna.
Well, I don't know about those antennas, the Midland antenna, but I would get better antenna than Nagoya 72. That is a maximum mount. I don't know if you're going to have a base station. If you're going to have a base station for that kind of radio, you should have the Harvest. PC-200,
Roger. Look into that. Thank you.
Let me tell you something. He got a hell of a radio. He got a good radio out there. And really, if you're going to be in the base station, you might as well get that Harvest, that PC-200. The Harvest PC-200 is only $95 from Amazon. And you'll do good. But if you want something inside, in Nagoya 72, he'll do it for you. And you'll be surprised how good you'll be coming in.
Hey, Jack. This is WSCR 899, James.
What radio did that guy have?
I got 50 wide ocean. That is about $450 radio out there.
50 wide ocean?
Well, that's Chinese, it's a good radio. It's a good radio. But you know what? It doesn't have the right antenna for it.
Copy that. I got the Lucem 1000G Plus.
What is that? Lucem? Lucem 1000 Plus?
Yeah, mine is the 1000. The 1000 Plus is one generation later.
I got mine mobile right now in the vehicle. I was going to make a base out of it after I get my office straightened up and get the things tidied up around there.
Well, if you're in the office, and you can get that Nagoya 72 and do a good job for you guys out there. It's a maximum antenna. You can put it in your car or you can put it inside the house, but you got to have a cookie sheet. You put on a cookie sheet, you'll be good enough to go.
Copy that. This is WSCR
899, standing by. Have a good talking to you, 899. You take care and you have a good day. If you need any more help, no problem. I'll help you out, whatever you want to get. But I would say, Nagoya, if you're in the office, we'll get Nagoya with a cookie sheet because you're going to need a little bit of magnet. So, to hold that magnet with a cookie sheet. Or any kind of, you know, steel plate to do it.
Play doubles with you.
Go ahead, 899. Good talking to you, 899. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 88.
Good talking to you too, Jack. We'll catch up with you. Ron, WSBR 899, standing by. And I just found that on my Amazon order. It is the authentic genuine, the going of the EC-72G. The antenna that I have.
Well, yeah, I think, yeah, Amazon, I believe, have them. At Nagoya 72. It's a good antenna. Really, it's a good antenna. Otherwise, I would not tell you. But for that radio, it's a good radio you got out there, too. And it's a little bit on the expensive side. Anyhow, go ahead and get that one. You'll be okay. But now a little bit of crackling. I know why. Because you're driving. There's no problem with that. But I just...
Yep, I copy that. That is the antenna that I have, that I'm on the, I have on the vehicle right now, so I got a couple of good items, so I should be good to go, either mobile or, home base, so, have a good day, man, we'll talk to you later on, WSCR 899.
Oh, you sound excellent, with that, that Nagoya you got out there, and that radio, too. It's sounding really good now. A little bit of crackling, but I don't worry about it too much. You take care and have a good day again. WIUG 48.
Copy that. You do the same. WSET 544, mobile and monitoring.
WSEH 922, listening.
WSCM 993, monitoring. Charlie Zebra 810.
Morning there, Paige. How you doing today?
It is all good out, but other than that, I guess I'm all right. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in there. Heading home, going to sleep, are you? I wasn't able to copy much of that. It was pretty broken up. Must be losing you. You must be getting away from the repeater or something. I don't know. Maybe you're on handheld. I don't know. But it's really breaking up. Really hard to understand or hear you. Still not readable, Paige. I'm sorry. WSBM 993.
All righty, let's try this again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
WCU 202 and we're in mobile.
W329, we're monitoring.
Good morning, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Good morning. Can I ask your area?
Saginaw.
Gotta love repeaters. In Livonia.
Yeah, roger that. You're a bit scratchy into the machine, but you're readable.
I'm definitely a good from the repeater, there's no doubt. But you sound great.
You're probably about a stone's throw away from the machine right now.
I'm running with an inexpensive mobile unit, a DB20, so you get what you get.
Yeah, Roger that. I think there's some stuff going on. I'm assuming you're coming in on the Detroit machine. There's some issues going on with that right now, I believe.
Got a voice call I got to save. 425 out.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring mobile.
WSET 257 monitoring.
WSUU 202. WSUU 202. How about it, 793, you hear that radio today?
Can you repeat that? WSHU 828.
station out there. This is WSTH922. Yeah, he didn't make the repeater on that. Didn't come through. WSTH922 clear.
Wait, can you hear me better?
Yeah, I didn't catch your call sign.
Hotel uniform.
Yeah, I didn't copy that. You're breaking up. I can only pick up hotel uniform 828.
Whiskey, Sierra, Hotel, Uniform, 828.
I got you that time, Whiskey, Sierra, Hotel, Uniform, 828. WSGH92 off the Flint repeater, where are you transmitting from?
I'm transmitting from Fraser. This is my first connection on GMRS.
Roger that. Well, welcome to the GMRS community. Person here is Greg. And like I said, I'm up in the Flint area.
Nice to meet you, Greg. I'm Nathan. I'm wanting to get into ham, but I thought this would be easier to get into first.
Yeah, roger that. I did the same thing. It took me 2 months to decide I needed to get my, wanted to go get my ham license, and I did so. One thing you need to do is there's what they call a Roger beep. You need to turn that off.
Is this better? I turned it off. I thought it would be better on.
Yeah, roger that. You got her turned off. Yeah, they don't like that turned on here. Not me, just the repeater owner for some reason. I think the repeater sends out a tone every once in a while, and they don't want that tone coming from yourself as well, I understand. Anyways, welcome to the GMRS community, and hope you enjoy it and get your ham ticket. You'll like it even more. So, back to you.
Thank you. I think I will enjoy it. I just need to get into it and actually know what I'm doing. It took me a day to properly connect to the repeater. Do you mind repeating your call sign?
Yeah, it's WSGH922, Whiskey Sierra Golf Hotel 922.
Thank you. I couldn't get the golf and hotel. It kind of merged in with all the others. Nice to meet you. How long have you been on GMRS?
I think it was the end of December is when I first got on here.
Well, I got into it a month or two ago, the idea of it, and for my birthday, my family got me GMRS handheld, so now I can actually do it, and that's when I decided to get the license.
Yeah, roger that. So you must have been moving around initially, because I can hear you loud and clear now. What kind of radio are you running in the antenna?
The reason you probably couldn't hear me is I was in the basement, and I could hear people talking down there, and I just don't have a connection that way. Now I'm upstairs, and I'm running a dial fan with the larger antenna of the radio.
heard most of that. You're breaking up a little bit. Best thing to do is you'll find what they call a sweet spot. Usually it's near the window, and you want to make sure you hold your antenna straight up, and that'll help tremendously.
All right, let's try this spot then. WSHU 828.
Yeah, it's a little bit better there. Which repeater are you? You know which repeater you're coming in on?
I'm on repeater channel 6. That's frequency 0.675.
Okay, you're on the Mount Clemens. It's 462.6750. There is another one. I don't know where you're actually located, but the Detroit one is 642.6250. And it seems to be working a lot better than the Mount Clemens these days.
Can you try switching to it, but that one's about 10 or 11 miles out to me.
I didn't catch most of that. I heard 10, 11 miles out.
Okay, let's try the extreme. I'm outside now. The Detroit repeater is about 11 miles away from me, but I think it does work better.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, you 100% better. Crystal clear, no background noise. Yeah, that definitely is a lot better.
You want to try switching to the Detroit repeater?
They're all linked, so it's just a matter of you're closer to the one or the other. Right now, like I said, the Mount Clemens is not working as well. But I'm up on the Flint repeater, so it doesn't matter. You can switch over there and see if it comes in any better.
Mic check on the Detroit repeater, WSHQ828.
Yeah, I can hear you. It's a little bit of what we call bacon fry in the background there, but honestly, I think the other one was a little bit better.
All right, good to know. Thank you. I'm back.
All right, Nathan. Well, it's good talking with you. Welcome to the community, and reach out anytime if you want. We'll talk at you later. WSGH922 will be clear in your final.
All right, thank you for... WSGH928 heading off.
Real quick, Nathan, WSAD596, the input of this repeater is having issues, so it'll cut in and out. Your radio is actually doing really fine into the system. Had it been working fully, you'd be sounding great. So it's not your radio, WSAD596 clear.
This is 828 responding. Thank you for that information. Are you the repeater owner? Over.
Negative. I believe the repeater owner is WRUU850, but they've been out here talking about it, that it's having issues. But when it's in, you're in full quieting. The noise that's coming in and cutting in and out is with the repeater.
All right. Thank you for that information. I'm actually going to head off now. You guys have a good day. This is WSHU828.
Take care, WSAD596 clear.
WRZP544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSTH 380, for Sheboygan County, Bob.
Good afternoon, sir. WRZP 544 returning.
Just wanted to welcome you back to the community. I know you were off for a while. I know you're getting tired of hearing this, but WSTH 380, I'm clear.
Oh, sir, that's quite all right. I sure appreciate it. MIH, was down for a little while there, what, 5.5 months up here, but all systems go, and I appreciate the welcome back, sir. WRZP 544, clear monitoring.
WSAA 336, WSAA 336, Chuck, WSBM 993, copy. WSBM 993, clear.
WSFF 330, mobile and monitoring.
WSET 257, testing.
Sounding good there, 257. Detroit repeater here.
Roger that. I was just doing some SWR testing on this antenna here. So thanks for the call back. WCT 257, clear monitoring.
You're welcome. Have a fine day, WSFF 330, monitoring.
Station 330. WIUG 488, copy.
There, Jack.
Sir, how you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. Today's a Friday for me, so it's a good day.
That's good. That is excellent. Anyhow, you might have to stay on the snow tonight coming down.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. But I'll be inside the club because I got my pool league tournament tonight, so I won't see much of it until I leave.
But anyhow, so what's happening? Did you do anything with that 2x4?
Do anything with the what?
That antenna, common 2x4.
No, I don't have any common. I'm putting all trams up here probably Friday.
Oh, okay. Anyhow, no problem. So what else happening? You sounding good.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, no, I'm working on, hopefully Friday, work on my tower, get my new antennas up, and get see what I can get on that reach on that repeater.
Where's that tower going to be at?
Down in Centerline. I'm only probably going to be up about 50 feet, 50 to 60 feet, depending.
That's good enough. Who just says GMRS?
Yeah, for right now, GRMS. I'm thinking I might test for ham. I haven't decided that yet.
All right. All right, buddy. Good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again. WIEG, play 8.
Hey, Jack, we'll talk to you. Hey, just to let you know, I heard Sheboygan Bob out there earlier today. He was monitoring around. I figured I'd let you know if you didn't hear him. So, yeah, it's FF330. We're monitoring.
Station 544, it's Sheboygan. Station 544, Sheboygan. WIEG 48, copy. I guess not. He's not out there right now. WIEG 48, clear.
This is WSGP 419 monitoring. WRFX 966.
WSGG 772 monitoring. GG 772 on the M&M.
Station 922, Station 922, WIUG, 48, copy.
But I hear you just fine. This is 82.
Station out there, cutting off.
I didn't get that whole response.
Calling station 922. Is this station 922? Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 48, copy. WIEG 48, clear.
This is WSHEC 28, the repeater I am on, WR-50.
Station, are you on your Mount Clemens repeater?
Yes, I am on the Mount Clemens repeater.
And question for you, where your location at?
I'm in Fraser, Michigan.
Because I did a little problem with that Mount Clemens repeater. So I don't know how far are you from Detroit repeater, but you should do better on Detroit repeater because you're cutting off a little bit. And this is WIUG 48 at Rochester Hills.
Sending on the Detroit repeater now.
See, now you're coming a little bit better, but it sounds like you are too far. Anyhow, is this your first time on the GMRS?
Yes, it is. You're my second contact today.
Roger. Anyhow, you're sounding good. Are you on the handheld or base station? I'm on the base station.
I'm working on a handheld today.
You're on a handheld. I have a couple of, maybe you can do a lot better, which is, you did, you were good coming in on 675, but 675 had a little problem out there, that repeater. That's why I was telling you to go on 625. And you're okay. And what kind of handheld do you have?
I'm using the Valfane GMRS.
I have a few of them here. I have about six of them here. And I'll be honest with you, they are good radios and all that. In fact, I got two 10-watt radios, those buffing. They're good radios, too. And, you know, I use the Nagoya 771G on this handheld because it gives you a better audio, also a good signal. And I know you're his first time, which is no problem. Welcome to GMRS. Roger.
Yeah, I'm trying GMRS before I get into ham, mostly because ham is a bigger commitment with the test and all.
Yes, I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, I just became a ham about 2 weeks ago, anyhow. But I was on the GMRS since 22. Roger.
Yeah, I think I heard you a day or two ago. I was listening before my call sign came in from the FCC, and I think you were talking about that with someone else, but you just got your hand. Congratulations.
Thank you. Anyhow, you sounding good. You sounding okay. And if you got on the handheld, and I was, you know, I'll give you a couple of examples. When you're on the handheld, hold your handheld straight up. It has to be straight because that's how these repeaters work. Roger.
Yeah, I'm holding it as straight as I can. This is as straight as I can get it right now.
Alright, good enough. If you need any more help with the radio or repeater, no problem. I'm here. I'll help you out as much as I can and as much as I know. You take care. You have a good day. WIUG, Brady.
Yeah, thank you. Do you mind repeating your call sign phonetically so I can write it down? Mine is Whiskey Sahara Hotel Uniform 8288.
Mine is WRUG. That's WRUG 488. And say that again. I only heard Whiskey Sahara, and I don't know the rest.
W as in whiskey, Sierra, F. H as in hotel, U as in uniform, 8, 2.
I got it correct. W, S, H, U, 848, you said? No, you're playing it out a little bit.
Jack, I think you said 828. W-S-H-U 828.
That's correct.
Well, good talking to you. My name is Jack, and no problem. Anytime you need help with an antenna or a radio, I'm on the base station with a DB20G. So, you take care. Have a good evening. W-I-U-G-4-8-8.
You have a good day.
WRUG 488 Jack. WRFX 966.
Hello, Brian. You're sounding excellent on this side of town.
Heading towards the Detroit repeater, which I am on. Anyways, how are you doing today, Jack?
I'm doing okay, except that they say 2.5 inch snow coming down tonight.
I still have my winter tires on my truck, so that's fine. That means after this, I'm off. This is a storm I've been waiting for.
Yeah, me too, Brian. I like to put that 4x4 in goal. Roger.
Yes, sir. I agree with you there. But, I have the regular HT tires that came with my truck, which are for hauling and driving, you know, over the road, and they don't have a lot of lug to them, so I guess winter tires are a little bit more aggressive. They're mud and snows. They get a little bit more fight. I just been waiting for the right time to take them off, because there's always...
What'd you do? You just cut off at the end a little bit. Everything I heard.
Tonight I'm going to the Hazel Park meeting.
Well, I see you're going to a Hazel Park meeting. Well, that's good. I wish I could make it, but I can't. I gotta go over the family's house. They want me to go there at night and, you know, like a get together for them. So I said, no problem, I'll come by.
Hey, if there's free food, I'll come by too. No, like I said, I'm just gonna go over there. John will probably be there. I got a couple questions about this, Cisco phone. It won't provision, so I gotta ask him a question or two.
You're right, but John got all the questions. John and Eric.
Well, John's the one who got me the radio, and he said he had it all set up. I just had to put my credentials in. And I did, and I double-checked everything according to their, the webpage, and everything looks right, but I don't know. Do I have to open up the port on my router? I might try that before I go, but you know, I've been doing other things, you know, bowling and whatnot, so I haven't had a lot of time to play with it. But yeah, as soon as I get that running, I'll have the phone to play with, too.
Well, yeah, what you do is you take it home, and John came here, I'll be honest with you, John came here and set it up. He found my router, and I gave him the I texted him the router number and all that. But then he had to come here to make sure the router is the right router on it. And it did. And it went on, and that was it.
You know, I think I got to go in and set up port forwarding for the UDP port that they use. I don't know. Like I said, I got a question. If I don't figure it out today because I got some time to play, then I'll ask him tonight at the meeting if he's there. You know, can't seem to figure it out, and it's probably something so simple it's stupid. And I'll make myself look like an incompetent fool. But, you know, I admit my fault.
What they did to me, John brought the radio and everything, set it up, and he found the IP for my router, and he just put my password, and it started working. Because I'm with, you know, who cares, the group, that's why. I don't know if you're with them too or not.
Well, I haven't signed up officially, but, you know, I've been on their webpage and whatnot, so I don't know that they have an actual sign-up page.
Is there a Brian?
Yeah.
Brian, is still out there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Jack.
Yeah, we saw ATM and, you know, I saw him watch my router, you know, he looks at the router and everything. And just he put the, what they call it, the password for the router. That's all he did, and everything worked. I got, you know, the FBI, and I got Eric, and I got John Tua, all of them there.
Yeah, well, I don't have any numbers programmed in yet, but like I said, he gave me the phone at breakfast on Saturday morning. I plugged it in, and I had to wait for Monday to get my information from Hams over IP. Like I said, I plugged that in. I don't know. You say you gave him the router password. Maybe he went in and opened up a port or forwarded the port for the phone so that it knows where to send the information when it comes in. But, like I said, I'll try that. I've been playing with too many other things. I just kind of have that on the back burner. So, because I figured I'd see him tonight to ask the question.
Yeah, I see that, yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, ask him a couple of questions, because I got everybody here, and, Eric always, you know, he calls me on it. Not always, but not every day, but a lot of times he does. If he got some, because I just gave him the radios, a couple of radios to fix up for me, and he did, so.
Yeah, well, like I said, John, the one that lent me the radio to play with DMR, and I decided to buy my own, and he's the one that got the phone for me, and, you know, I am relatively knowledgeable, but I don't know everything. And then you were saying the other day that you didn't have any radios around because they were all being programmed for your new license.
The reason why he had Hazel Park and he had GM and all that, they were locked up because they didn't have my ham license. But now he opened them up, all of them.
Yeah, well, I like GM in the morning. They have the East Coast reflector usually links up with the GM repeater. And they have a net that runs from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then on Friday, they have the second cup, which goes to 10 a.m. It's just somebody comes up with a question, and you try and get through the mess. And if they hear you, they actually log you in, and they'll come back to you and ask you the question, and you can answer. And it's just fun listening to all the answers that they give to the different questions, like, do you wash your car or do you run it through a car wash? On your biggest window of your house, do you have drapes, curtains, blinds, whatever? And it's just interesting. So I do that in the morning time while I'm at work.
You're right. I like that. And I tried to get in. This is the second week. I tried to get in. I couldn't. Too many people. Really, they have a lot of people. They have a lot of people in and out, too. But really can't get in. Like, for example, I tried to get in on that round table in Hazel Park. Right away, somebody pushed that mic and talked again. And there was no chance to get in.
Yeah, I usually wait till the end till the mad rush dies out a little bit and try and get in at the end of those when you're calling in sections.
sometimes an hour to get in on the East Coast reflector. Usually it's not a problem getting into the round table. But I went into the restaurant, I don't know why, and it had really crappy internet, so I couldn't use the Echo Link. And of course my radio wasn't working out there. It happens.
It happened, you know, what can you do? Can't do nothing about it. If the router is, it's not the greatest, and the router is in the wrong place, you know what I mean? Sitting in the wrong place, because some of these routers, really, they gotta be like a eye level, so you can get a good internet from them. And I found out a lot of them about 10 years ago. And a few people, They have them highest the ceiling. That way I can get a good signal from them. And I guess that's how it is. Anyhow, so are you on your way right now there?
No, meetings, they have the gathering beforehand, and the meeting's not till later. I won't go there until about 6:37.
I wish I could make it, but I can't. Anyhow, because last time I told Joe, I believe, they sent me the Zoom, and it didn't work that good. I don't know why, but it didn't work that good. So I never asked them about that anyhow. Because I'm, in Angel Park.
Well, Hazel Park's the only club I officially joined so far. I paid my dues right after I got my call sign. So, yeah, they're the only ones that I'm truly a member of so far.
Yeah, because I know Mike. I know the other Mike that he was the president of the club. I always was talking to him on GMRS. He knows me really good. A lot of people there knows me. Because I went to the, they had a cookout. I went there to the cookout and sit with Mike. You know which Mike I'm talking about. He come to the breakfast.
Yeah, I actually know them both. But, yeah. Well, they invited me to stuff. I went for their Christmas dinner. And I had already paid dues and everything else like that. But, great group of guys. And I'm learning a lot from them, too, both on and off the radio.
Yes, yeah, you learned a lot from them, really. I did, too. In fact, what year was that? Year 2002. I went to their class to take the technician test, but I didn't pass after that.
Yeah, well, you got it now. That's for sure. Anyway, Jack, let me get on out of here. I got to think about dinner before I go, and if there's anything important, I'll let you know. I think it's just going to be discussion about the antenna. Probably John will bring, WATOY will probably bring up the fact that he's taking the Skywarn training tomorrow online, but so am I. And, usual stuff. I'll let you know if anything else pops up tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you that Skyline. Is it easy to get in?
Oh, let's see. I went to the National Weather Service webpage. There was a link on the main page. Clicked it. And I clicked it to register for the class tomorrow. Boy, I'm already thinking about breakfast on Saturday. Anyways, that was easy for me. I'd have to look it up real quick.
Can anybody join it? Like, I don't know. Can anybody join it? Is it free joining or you got a face. If there's three joining, send me the site now and I can register too.
Yeah, it was free as far as I remember. There was no fee. And this one's online, so you take it from the comfort of your house on your computer.
I don't mind doing that. If you want to send me the site, I'll do it. Hi there, Brian. I know you got to go. Go ahead. Take care. We'll talk again anyhow. Or we'll see you Saturday. WIUT, Brady.
Yeah, I was just looking up that link real quick.
WSHE745 monitoring.
WRFX966, I'll be clear.
Got it, Brian. Where do you sign in?
WRAG 488, WRFX966.
WRAG 488.
Yeah, I checked for the Skywarn classes. There's one Saturday, but it looks like tomorrow's full.
I said those classes, yeah. Okay, I'll figure out what day is. I'll let you know. Brian, take care. WIUG, put it in, clear.
WRTF 910 is monitoring.
WSHE-357 monitoring.
WSGI-432, monitoring and mobile. WSBU-344, monitoring.
WSET-544, mobile and monitoring. WRDC-336, WQZJ-969, copy.
Is anyone listening? Okay. WSET-444.
Copy on your last base station, WSCP-257.
Do I sound any better? WSCP-282-8.
I'm back to not being able to copy you there.
All right.
Fire station, cannot make you out. I'm getting S9 off the repeater, but you are too garbled to make out.
Right, this is my last time trying. I'm trying to connect to the Detroit repeater, WSHU-828.
I was able to make you out there pretty clear. WSCT-257 off of the Detroit repeater in Farmington.
Oh, it took me...
Sorry, I caught the first word of that, and then I went pure garbage. So, I know the Mount Clemens repeater is having trouble, but if you're coming off Detroit, I'm not sure what's going on. WCT-257.
The Detroit repeater is farther away than another one that's closer, but the Mountain Clemens is currently not working as well, so I'm trying to use the Detroit repeater, but I'm like 11 miles away from it.
Roger that. I caught you pretty clear there. It started to get a little bit of static in there, but I can make out pretty much everything you said in that last transmission.
All right.
And now I'm back to not getting anything off your transmission there, bud. So I don't know what you need to do, but find a good spot. WCD-257 monitoring. Going out in and out there, even breaking squelch on the repeater, bud. WCT-257.
WSDI-432 monitoring.
WSHF-567 monitoring.
WSHR-566-844.
8566-WSDU-844. In dinner right now. Can I get back with you in a bit?
Yeah, copy. I'll be my... WSHR-566, my ring.
Okay, buddy. I'll get back with you in a little bit. WSBU 844.
WSBM 993 monitoring mobile.
No copy on your last air station, WSET 257.
WSET 28 now sending on the Detroit repeater. Can you copy?
Yep, I copy you. Bit of static, but yeah, I can make you out.
Are you doing tomorrow's weather?
I didn't catch the first part of that. I caught tomorrow's weather.
Are you looking forward to tomorrow's weather like we all are?
I'm one of those weirdos that prefer to be cooler than hotter, so I'm ready for it. WCQ257.
I would be usually sick. However, the only way I'm using the detector right now is I'm standing outside.
Roger that. The way I look at it is I can always put more layers on to get warmer, but for some reason there's some stupid law that only allows me to take off so many clothes to get cooler.
It's a lot more socially acceptable if you're at the beach doing something with just the TVs on.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, it's just, that's why I've always kind of justified it. When someone wants to, turn the heat up, I'm always like, oh, I want to take off so much, so I can deal with it. That's WSET 257, monitoring.
I'm not going to hold it up that long since I'm outside and I have stuff to do inside, so I'll monitor this. Whiskey Sahara Hotel Uniform H28 signing off.
WICP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
About shit splattered all on the wall. Yeah, sometimes. If you ain't did it, you're gonna do it. You understand? The whole fact. Y'all worried about the shit on the back wall. Let's talk about how I had piss on my dashboard all over the steering wheel.
WSGU 844 calling WS. HR 566. You still on the radio?
Yes, I am. This is WSHR 566. Go ahead, 844.
How are we doing, Kev?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Just a lot.
Copy that. Yeah, the weather turned out to be okay the rest of the day. So, and by the end of the week, it should be not too bad of a weekend.
Yeah, affirmative on that.
So, did you talk to anybody about the mic?
No, not yet. If I hear Dave, I'll probably ask him. I was looking at a bunch of different ones on there that they make. So most of them got like 5 stars. So it might be just one of those deals. You buy one, and if it's good, if it's not, just send it back. You know. I was looking at some other radios on there too. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah,
because
copy that. Yeah, the one that comes with one of the Baofeng radios I have, and it's very cheap. And then, like I said, the Midland mic, I purchased this when I bought the antenna for my truck, and it doesn't work with the bowel thing, so, but I kept it anyway, so I'll get rid of it somehow or another.
I got a copy there. Yeah, I went on Amazon today. I was looking at a couple of radios. One radio is red, and the other one is like a line color. I think it's a model number. I think those look pretty good. And they come with the lights. Well, you have to buy them separately. The number of lights are the same color as the radio.
Cool. What's your are you in the same location that you have been lately talking in your house?
No, how do I sound right? I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm hearing a little bit here and there. So yeah, if you can go back to that location where you usually talk, probably be able to hear you a lot better.
How's that?
That's a little better.
I think I'm about right in the spot now where I was the other day.
Yeah, it's the darn weather that does this. It's real overcast, and yeah, that could play with our radios.
Yeah, from the
radio there, Sherman. Have a good day. Oh yes, FF330. I'm on.
330's got a copy on you. Have yourself a good one also. We'll talk at you later. Yeah, Kev, you might want to get yourself a mobile antenna and put it on a metal, like a cooking sheet, or maybe a metal pole. That might help you, and put it by the window where it works the best.
Yeah, affirmative. You want me to try to put my other antenna on just for the heck of it?
Negative. Where you are right now is perfect.
Yep.
Oh, you were. I'm sorry. Now I didn't hear what you said in your comment there.
Oh, yeah. Something in the wall here that's giving a signal. I don't.
Yeah, I didn't get that, Kevin. The only thing I can think of, like I said, get yourself a mobile antenna, and maybe if you can, maybe if you get a metal spot outside where the window, that nearest window that you talk, that you get the best reception, and maybe have it go through the between the window and maybe the screen or something. And yeah, that might be your best bet.
Yeah,
I think that's the famous batter sucker, Dave. Go ahead. WSU 844.
Yeah, good evening, Time Sherman. I just want to jump in there for a sec. I sent you a text. Check it out. What repeater is he going through?
Clem?
Okay, no good. That's not his fault that he's breaking up and everything. Mount Clemens is still breaking up and screwing up. If he can access the trig, I don't know if he'd come in better, but at least he'd probably be able to understand everything he says.
Go ahead there, Kevin. Answer, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. Hey, if you're on the Mount Clemens repeater, a lot of your problems are the repeater, not you moving around or anything, because it comes in clean, then it breaks up, then comes in clean, and sometimes it comes in fully clean. That's the Mount Clemens repeater. If you can access Detroit somehow, you'd be in better shape. You'd probably have a little diesel noise in there with you, but you'd be readable, okay? You hit Detroit from where you're at?
I'm on 21 mile in the Gratiot area.
Roger, and you're on a handheld, right?
Yeah, that's affirmative.
Yeah, Mount Clemens is screwed up. It breaks up. I talked to Sean a while back. He said he's going to get around to it. You know, it ain't no big deal. You know, it's his repeater. So he can do it when he feels like it. But for the time being, yeah, it's not you. It's the repeater.
Yeah, copy that. That's what Sherman was telling me, too. That one day I was talking to him. He said I sounded real good. It might be because of the weather, too. Maybe if it's a clear day, it might be a little better. I don't know.
Hey, Dave?
Hey, Sherman, you saw it there? WSFM330.
Yeah, 330 got a copy on you. Dave, what do you think if he puts a mobile antenna outside his window? You think maybe he'd be able to pick up the Detroit repeater?
Sure, you copy?
Yes, I hear you, 330.
Yeah, I don't know if Dave reached out to you yet, 793. If he hasn't, he's going to be sending us some information. You can try that repeater on Monday, because I'll be curious to see if it reaches that far. I'm going to be getting it up in the air more.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, he's calling me right now, so, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we'll try it on Monday, but I'm going to answer the phone right now. Dave is calling me.
Talk to you later.
WSGU 844.
That's 123, that's 123.
WSHR 566 for radio pass.
Irreadable 566 WSGI 5432.
Understood 532.
Sorry, I didn't copy that.
I said thank you, 532.
Problem, WSGI 432 monitoring.
WSFC 853 looking for a radio check. WRFF 290 953, you're coming through loud and clear.
Actually 853, but good to know. I put my antenna outside. So I wanted to see if it was coming through okay.
Yep, sound good. Here in Chesterfield, so.
Something pretty good, because I have no idea where that is.
About 6 miles or so north of Mount Clemens area.
Okay. I noticed putting the antenna outside, there's a lot less noise in my reception, too. It was like always a plug in the sound.
WRFF 290, monitoring.
WRWS 538 monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WRVC 771 standing by. WSBU 202. How are you doing, sir?
We're hanging in there, that's for sure. How about yourself?
Can't complain. Just kind of get some stuff taken care of out in the garage here. And enjoying the night before apparently we get some snow tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard we'll go get a storm in here, eh?
I mean, I'm really hoping we aren't, but what do I know? Yeah, it's looking like we just might. Welcome to Michigan in April, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I wouldn't doubt it one bit if it snowed.
Sorry, what was that? I didn't copy your last.
Yeah, I dropped my microphone at the end of the transmission. Yeah, I said I wouldn't doubt it if it snowed.
Yeah. yeah. Like I said, welcome to Michigan, right? Get a couple 70-degree days in there, and all of a sudden we're back down to 30s and high 40s. But hopefully this is the last little bit we're getting here, because I'm ready for something to be here.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of it too. Yeah, we are. I'm going to get right that heater out of the back of my work truck, you know, and put that away. I need the room.
Yeah, every time I try to do something around the house, you know, out in the yard, I got some little scraggly leaves here and there and some yard work I want to do, but then, of course, my day's off, I go outside and 30 degrees out. I'm like, well, I'm not doing that today. So, yeah, I'd like a little warm front to come through so I can start getting some stuff taken care of around here. Yeah, I don't know if that was you trying to come through, but nothing came through on that last transmission.
No, it wasn't. It was me. I just dropped my microphone and just never picked it back up, man. I'm sitting here trying to get this weld or this soldering done here and this thing.
Oh, my apologies. Well, you go focus on that, sir. I'll get back to work in the garage here and continue monitoring, see if anyone's out there. WRVQ 771. Thank you for the contact, sir.
Oh, that's all right, man. I just thought I could talk to you in between, you know. That's all. It was my mistake. I got my hands tied up. WSGU 202.
Duncan, the repeater, please.
That's all they know how to do is key the mic in like hell. There's an audio behind it. Show your face.
Screaming. 478.